Welcome back to the Rutter Ranger pregame show. Zach Taylor and joined as always by head coach Eric Ezar. And coach, let's first off start with last week. A really hard fought physical 25-14 loss to A&M Consolidated, but I imagine you have to be pretty proud of the way your guys played.
Oh, I was very proud of them. I think we probably played our best game of the year. And sometimes, you know, you play the best game of the year, you want to come out with a win. But, you know, we didn't. And I think I was telling somebody a second ago that, you know, about 24 hours, you know, right after the game, I was pretty upset that we didn't win the game because we thought we had a good game plan. But I think when you go and you look back at it, you look at the film, and you realize how hard the kids played and the effort they gave. You had to be very proud of our kids for staying so close to the number four team in the state.
And up in the box, you know, we were pretty impressed with how you guys were able to bounce back after that rough start in the second half. You had a lot of momentum going into halftime, but obviously stalling on offense and then the safety. But you guys really did a great job, I think, of bouncing back from that. And you answered with a touchdown right after that.
Well, it was a big drive. We had some big catches. You know, Marcus Dials had a really good game, caught a long ball, and you know, we had some timely passes that were, you know, third and six where we were able to get first down and keep that drive going, and had some big plays. So, you know, answering off that to get it to 19-14 was really big. And, you know, that was kind of our whole game plan, was being it in the first quarter, being it in the second quarter, being the game in the third quarter, get to the fourth quarter and see what happens. And, you know, that's what we did. We got there. We were close. We just couldn't make the plays happen in the fourth quarter. I gambled as a coach a little bit, tried to play action, throw it deep. And, you know, their guy made a good play. Marks went inside when he kind of probably should have gone outside, but you know, that's just one of those things. You got to take a shot, and you know, if their corner comes up on the run, or you know, he trips and Marcus catches that for a touchdown, I mean, we're talking about, you know, upset the number four team in the state. So that's just one of those things. And Marcus had a great game that game and made some unbelievable catches.
When you looked at the stats on paper, and unofficially now, but I had Devin Price and Nate Floyd. We talked about those guys a lot for A&M Consolidated, and each one of those guys had one catch apiece. I mean, your secondary really played a solid game.
Well, you know, DeQuavion Minor, who was our cornerback, and you know, I've been chasing that kid since April. You know, he played on our freshman football team, but he didn't come back out for football after basketball was over. He kind of stayed in the gym, and I kind of hounded him and called him, and, hey, why don't you out here? Why don't you come play some 7-on-7 with us? And I just saw that he had some talent. I got to see him at that first 7-on-7. I was like, wow, this kid can play. You know, he's only a sophomore, but he just has a unique athletic ability that not many kids have. And, you know, we've been kind of waiting to see it all year, and then it just kind of really popped up. I mean, the kind of his, you know, potential's the bad P word, you know, because you have potential, but then sometimes it doesn't always show. But, I mean, he all of a sudden just kind of grew up overnight and had a great game, I thought, covering those guys.
Another big part of it that we took away was the turnovers.
Right.
Granted, you guys had a couple, but you were also able to force a couple of turnovers in the red zone. When it looked like Consol was driving for a possible score, you guys were able to turn the field.
Well, you know, that was big, and I think Coach Poth, our defensive coordinator, preaches that all the time, works on turnover drills. And you know, I was just really proud of our kids, you know, playing a big-time, you know, opponent to be able to do that. And, you know, they just really turned it up, changed the level, and you know, just kind of – we've been playing with a little bit more confidence, you know, even this week in practice the defense has. And, you know, I think they got their swagger back a little bit.
Offensively, you guys were still able to run the ball pretty well. I mean, it was a game – obviously, Consol's got some pretty good defensive players, but you guys were able to still at least get some movement up front and run the ball some.
Well, I mean, you know, you've been covering our games. We're a lot of smoke and mirrors and, you know, jet sweep here, run it there, misdirection. And, you know, it kind of worked on them. And we tried to do some new stuff a little bit on them and try to work them. Their weakness was kind of in the middle. You know, they play a Tampa 2 defense and they drop back and leave an open area. So we're trying to run the ball there and trying to throw the ball there. And our kids did a good job of implementing the game plan.
Did have a chance to cut it to within four with an extra point, three if you get the right. To get the 2-point conversion, but an interception there in the end zone. Right. But on that play, obviously, it was a time where you had to go for it on fourth down, and you guys had driven the ball pretty well, moved pretty well that drive, just couldn't get it done there at the end zone.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, and you look, do you kick a field goal, make it within eight, and then do you kick that, you know, do you try to, you know, kick the onside kick, and you know, I was fixing the call for field goal, and every kid on the team looked at it, go, we can score, we can score. So when you do that, you go, hey, you put it in your kids' hands, and you see what happens. And you know, I if I got to have that play call back, I'd probably call something different. I just was hoping at the time that we'd get that end cut and we'd give EJ kind of an opportunity to run past it, you know, and that we didn't get the end cut, so he was right in his face, and there really wasn't much he could do. He tried to throw it to the back corner of the end zone, and you know, there wasn't anybody there. But you know, that's just one of those things that happen, and you know, you draw it up one way, and sometimes it always in the way you draw it up, and you know, it's just, that's just one of those things that happens. But you know, that they made A&M Sade is the number 4 team in the state for, you know, a reason, and we just couldn't quite find that one play to knock them out.
It was a hard-fought game. Unfortunately, the Rangers came up just a little short, 25-14 to Consall last week. But this week, it's on to Huntsville, and it's senior night. And this is a playoff game. I mean, this is a win-and-you're-in kind of game. And I know that you guys, at the beginning of the year, I know you challenged the guys. You want to be the first team in program history to make the postseason. And to do that, you need a win tonight.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing we talked about is, you know, with Rudder not ever making the playoffs, that was kind of the goal when you walk in the door. So we talked about to the kids, you know, they worked real hard this summer when it was 110 degrees and they're out here working and on the turf. And, you know, we talked to them about, hey, you know, you're going to have an opportunity to make the playoffs at some point. It's going to be cold and it's going to be that, you know, I want you to imagine that while you're running these sprints about what it's going to be like, you know, and here we are, you know, the weather's turning colder, supposed to be rain and cold. And so this is kind of that playoff weather that, you know, you're going to have to play in this kind of weather. You go down, you make the playoffs, you're going to have to play in this kind of stuff. So, you know, having a chance to go out and play Huntsville, it's a playoff game tonight, you know. And so we're going to go out, you win, you're in, you know, you lose, you're out. And that's the way it is in the playoffs. So we've started the playoffs a week early.
Look on the other side of the field, Huntsville, a very good Hornets team at 6-3 overall, 4-2 in district play. I think it kind of all starts with their quarterback, Matthew Southern. Like EJ, he's a coach's kid, but the thing is, he's a senior. He's been in this system for a long time and been pretty successful.
Well, you know, anytime you're a coach's son and you go back and look at his stats, I mean, you know, he's played for, you know, 3+ years and played a little bit as a sophomore year, had a great season last year. I think he's been banged up and stuff this year. You know, he's been out a few games, but, you know, you got a coach's kid coming in there. He's going to be tough and gritty, and so, you know, we expect his best game tonight.
Overall, offensively, they don't run the ball just a whole heck of a lot. A lot of it goes through their passing game, but they've got athletes that they can run it if they need to.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we have to expect that they're going to run the ball some. You know, I think that that's, you know, something that, you know, as we go, I think we cover the pass pretty well. I think A&M Consolidated found that out yet. That's probably our strength. And if we do have any kind of weaknesses, sometimes, you know, people running the ball at us. And so that's something we're trying to shore up and get better at. So, I mean, even though they are known for throwing the ball, especially with the conditions tonight, I could see them running the ball too. And that's something we're going to have to stop.
Statistically, one of the better teams in the district defensively. And I know that they've always got a lot of athletes. Defensive line in past years has always been pretty salty. So defensively, what do you see from Huntsville?
Their defensive line is, you know, it's like Halloween. It's scary, you know. You know, they've got some, probably I would think, the best defensive line in the district. I mean, they've got some really good players. They bring heat on you, you know. So we're going to have to, as an offensive line, we're going to have to block. And, you know, we're going to have to give EJ some time and run the ball. We're going to have to block him. We're just going to have to do the same thing we always do, a lot of misdirection, get him stepping the wrong direction and get a step or two on him. You know, I think James Ayers is going to have a big game, especially with the weather. You know, he's probably going to carry the ball a lot. We're going to have to do a lot of quick throws and try to get the ball in Keith Ron's hands as much as we can, too. And that's kind of been our game plan all year.
As somebody else who I wanted to talk about was James Ayers. It just seems like he's really kind of come into his own. We talked about last segment about how well you guys were able to run the ball, and a big key of that was number 7. He did pretty well against Consall last week, and like you said, looking for him again this week.
Well, you know, he's such a, you know, multifaceted back in the fact that, you know, he can run the ball, he can run it inside, he can run it outside, he has speed, he can run with power, you know, and he does a great job of coming out of the backfield and catching the ball. So, I mean, he can run screens, you know, we have some plays where he runs down the middle, you know, and catches balls. We'll spread him out, throw the ball to him, you know, in our no-back situation. So, I mean, James, is being senior night, he's one of the guys I'm going to probably miss the most.
Well, you just brought it up, and I was going to bring that up next. It is senior night. It's going to be an emotional night for a lot of these guys. But obviously, your first year with them, the only year you get to spend with them is their senior season. But like you said, I mean, in addition to it being a playoff atmosphere, it's going to be senior night. It's going to be pretty emotional out there.
You know, it always is, and I think that's one of the hardest things in kids. It doesn't hit them until the season's over, and unless you're a state champ, you know, you usually end it with a loss. Yeah. And so, you know, I think that's the hardest thing for seniors to accept, because in reality, for a lot of kids that are seniors, it's the last time they'll ever put, you know, helmet and the shoulder pads on again, and it's such a finality to it. It's not like baseball where you may go play a little men's league or play some softball.
Right.
You know, you play basketball, you get in a little adult basketball league. There is no adult football leagues. You know, very rare do you ever see that. So this will be the last time they put the helmet and shoulder pads on, you know, ever. If we don't make the playoffs, I always say it's the last one guaranteed.
Right.
You know, this is the last game that's guaranteed. And so, yeah, it's an emotional deal because, you know, they've been doing this for most of them, you know, 10 years of their life. And then it just abruptly ends. The friendships, all that, it's never the same because then, you know, the seniors go their own way. And then, you know, you start rallying with the juniors and sophomores for your next year's team. So it's always kind of a sad night, kind of. Now, you know, make the playoffs, won't be so sad because we get another reprieve because we got another week. And so that's what I've been telling them is, hey, if you want to buy yourself another week, let's go get it. So
that's a good way to go about it. Yeah. But either way, like you said, last game at Merrill Green Stadium will be tonight. But it's a big game in more ways than one. It's a win, and the winner's moving on. Lose, and unfortunately, your season is over. But it should be a good one tonight between the Rudder Rangers and Huntsville Hornets. Andre and I will have your starting lineups when we return. Again, you're listening to Rudder Ranger Football on KAGC 97.3 FM.